Introduction. You got 3 minutes, right? Now, I'm going to be creating a couple of webinars this week. It's going to be cool in terms of the charting method. You're going to see that coming up real soon. But nonetheless, if we look at this, the introduction, there's always a structure, Marietti. If you say, Arsenio, I got to memorize this. No. The more you practice it, the more it just sticks in your head. It's not you just memorizing information. Okay. So what's going to happen? I always have my structure. Both the reading and the lecture are about, which is, Now, what are those uhs? Okay. Well, first, this is the title. And then over here is an explanation or description of it. That's your first sentence to your introduction. It will always go like that. When it says you have 20 minutes to write your essay, you're going to start writing it exactly like that. Then you have the next sentence. Now, remember, there's an author and there's a lecturer. There's an author and a lecturer. Okay. You always have to make sure that you state who it is that is making the statements. I have a student that completely ignored all of that. And I'm like, if you ignore all of that, the Indians are gonna, oh my God, they're gonna run all up. You're gonna get the worst score in the world. Okay. We do not want to give them the power to fuck you over. So you're always going to write this one right here. Okay. So here we go. The author of the reading states that, and I'm going to show you exactly how this works. And then the last sentence is always the same. However, the lecturer disagrees with the claims made by the author. That's how it's always going to be. That is the step-by-step format for doing your introduction. Now, what are you looking at in here? Well, this is exactly what it is. Paradox of choice. That is the title. And you know what? It's right here. We already know what the title is. So what are we going to do? Let's write it up. Both the reading and the lecture are about the paradox of choice, which is, now, we have to define what it is. So, too many options being a bad thing. And there it is right there. That's it right there. Let me read it out for you. Too many options to choose from is a bad thing because it leads to feelings of anxiety and indecision. This is exactly what my wife had suffered from out there in Japan. I did too. Too many choices of food. We walked for 2 hours, we burned all the calories. That's the paradox of choice. Too many options leads to buyer's anxiety. So, what am I going to do to sum this up? I'm going to just word some things around. Now, Marietti, tip number one, you don't have to come up with new words. You don't need synonyms. All you have to do is rearrange the words or put your own voice into it as if you were to explain it to your husband. Ta-da! That's it. So, which is when people have too many choices, and this ultimately leads to buyer's anxiety. Ta-ta-ta! I just came up with that from the top of my head, as if I'm explaining it to someone who doesn't understand. That's all you have to do. It means the same exact thing in the red, but I just came up with it from the top of my head. That is your opening sentence. You guys understand? No problema. I love you. Like, oh, no. All right. So here we go. Now, the sentence. Grab your structure. The author of the reading states that. Now, Arsenio, where's that? What am I supposed to do here? Let me highlight it for you. It's going to be right here in the blue. There's always a rebuttal. Okay. There's always someone refuting something. There are several reasons why having many options to choose from can be a good thing. So, what am I going to say here? The author of the reading states that although it may sound bad having too many choices, it could be a good thing. That's it. That's it. Not too bad, right? Sexy, right? You see? And so, and then what you're going to do, slot that last sentence in. However, the lecturer disagrees with the claims made by the author. That's it. Introduction done. All you have to do is just report everything you see, everything you hear. Report it in your own voice. Use those linkers. Voila, you're done. I sent you a couple of essays in regards to what some of my students, Adiana, obviously my Korean student who kicks ass like all the time, but Adiana has been getting like fives. And I'm like, damn, Adiana, very good. But then there are other things, and I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to show you the software, okay? And the software is going to grade me, and you're going to see exactly what the software likes and doesn't like. One of the biggest things that I haven't talked about on my Instagram yet is the fact that people love commas. My Latinos love using commas, right? And they just got comma, 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 comma. I'm like, listen, cálmate with the comma. Because if you keep putting commas, you're going to get a run-on sentence, and that could literally take away about 10% of your score, as you're going to see in the essay, in the, what is it, in the integrated, whatever, on my speaking score. Okay. So those are some of the critical errors. Again, no, Marietta, you don't have to use any amazing phrases. As a matter of fact, the integrated essay hates passive voice. Just tell it actively. Use the past, the present, use a little would, a could. Okay. Report the information. You ain't got to make it look sexy. The more sexier you look, no. The Indians have created a very simple software. Make it simple for these motherfuckers because they are simpletons. Okay. If we make it too complex, they're going to say, that is not the English. You know what I mean? And then you're going to get a low score, although you wrote a sexy essay. See what I mean? I could write a fucking five paragraph narrative and dominate. And the Indians would say, no, that is a tool because you did not use linkers. You know what I'm saying? So just make it simple for these simpletons. All right. So here we go. Ah, first paragraph. This is where the note taking comes. Watch how I summarize each sentence. Okay. Watch how I summarize each of these sentences. This is going to be really, really good and really useful for you. Okay. So check this out. First, having a large number of options makes our lives easier. Life easier. So that's all I'm going to write. Life easier. Help find goods fit our needs. Now you look at that sentence. It says having a large number of options makes our lives easier by helping us find goods and services that best fit our needs and preferences. Oh, I just summarized it. I said life easier, help find goods, a variety of goods fits our needs. That's it. That's all I got to do. And then I'm going to go to the next sentence. In today's world, there's a vast array of products and services available. Okay, let's just say today, many services avail. And this abundance of options means that there is likely to be something that perfectly meets our needs. Perfectly meet needs. Okay, whether we are looking for a new car, destination, or even a haircut. There you go. So I could say, I don't know. Let's just say vacation, car, games, etc. See, also, I can make shit up and I'm not going to get a low score. It's going to be all right. Although it doesn't say video games, I can say video games. The AI software does not fucking know anything. Okay, it's not a software that says, oh no, it's related to this topic. If you talk about games, we're going to minus a point. Fuck no, that's not how you're graded. You can make shit up on your own and put it in there, no problema. Okay. And then, since we have many options to choose from, therefore, we are less likely to regret our ultimate choice. Regret making choices. Now, here we go. This is the hard part. This is when you have to put it together. I'm going to be giving you that structure right here. Firstly, by having so many choices, it makes our life easier. Because we can find things that fit our preferences. Okay. Also, Because there are so many services available, we will not regret making any choices. Ta-ta, that's it. Now you see that I left out vacation, I left out car, I left out haircut, I left out games. I don't care. I don't care, okay? Now, one of the big issues are, what I tell my students, I tell them to write at least 2.5 lines of reading. At least 2.5 lines of reading. Now here, I only wrote 2 lines, basically. I think that's a little too little. It's a little too less, because remember, you have to write 250 words.
Escriba de lo que tú leas, por lo menos 2.5 oraciones de lo que tú estás leyendo, los primeros 2.5.
So I always advise my students between 2.5 and 3 lines of reading, and just make sure you equal that with your listening. 2.5, 3, hell, you might have 3 lines. You might have 3.5 lines. You might even have 4 lines. The more words, the actually better. My students who write over 300 words, their score is much higher than someone who writes between 250 to 299. Why? I do not know why ETS love, I don't know why the Indians love that, but they do. All right. So if you're writing anywhere over 325 words, that's a very, very tell sign that you're going to get a high score. So matter of fact, what I didn't know what my market was, a lot of Indians had known me about 3 years ago, and a girl had bought my integrated course and she ended up scoring unbelievably high. It was an Indian woman too. She's like, I realized that if you write a lot of words, you get a much higher score. I thought it was bullshit 3 years ago, but to be honest with you, it is true. All right. Bam. Now, remember, you're not going to write this as you're writing the notes. The notes are the only thing that you're going to write within the 3 minutes, right? So you have a paper, you're writing it down. Okay, 3 minutes done. Okay, you're going to make a big line right down the middle. You got your reading here. You got your listening here. You're going to shift your attention to the listening, and then you're going to start taking notes. Now, remember, you see the first, the second, the finally, the audio. The person is going to disagree with the first. So you see this paragraph right here? They're talking about how you're not going to regret it. In the audio, it's going to say, oh, how you're going to regret it. So those two things are going to come together. Okay?
¿Se dice arrepiente?
Se dice que en el escrito siempre va a estar de acuerdo.
Y en
el audio siempre va a decir algo contra lo que está diciendo. Siempre.
All right. Now, let me just give you a quick example before I do the full second and third paragraph. Listen to this and watch me how I do this. Tres, dos, X. I think.
The paradox of choice, that is, the idea that having too many options can lead to feelings of anxiety and indecision, has been well documented in psychological research. While a few people now argue that having many choices is actually advantageous, I still think it's a bad thing.
Here we go.
First,
first, do you hear that? He said first. That means it's going against this first paragraph. So this is when you start taking notes. This is when you start taking notes. Right when he says first, you start taking your notes right here. All right? So watch my notes. Check this out.
Having a lot of options to choose from doesn't always make our life easier. In fact, it can be mentally exhausting. When faced with a large number of choices, we have to spend an enormous amount of time and effort comparing and evaluating them. This can be taxing on our mental resources and can lead to what is known as decision fatigue, which is when we become increasingly less capable of making good decisions as the day goes on. If this happens too often, it can lead to much reduced productivity. Second.
Boom, that's it. Those are my notes for the first paragraph. You see what I said? Now, I know, Arsenio, you're cheating, but to be honest with you, I'm not cheating. I almost write the same amount in regards to speaking as I do with my typing. I'm just like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, so I'm still going to be able to hit off on all the big ideas, but I have my structure in my head. I wanted to show you that. Result, I'm going to write as a result. For example, I'm going to write for example. In fact, I'm going to write that. Why? The linkers are very importante. The AI tech loves those linkers. So what am I going to do? Here goes your little format. However, the lecturer refutes this by stating that you're always going to write that. You see how I went from the author at the beginning, and now I'm going straight into the lecture. That's okay. What I want you to do in terms of making sure you know, and the AI tech knows who you're speaking about. If you leave this out, we're all fucked. Okay? So.
Lo que está diciendo él es que es importante que ponga si, de quién es que está hablando. Como el que está hablando el lecturer es la persona que está dando la lectura. Porque si no, no va a saber de quién tú estás hablando.
Okay.
Okay, now check this out. Having too many options does not make our lives easier. In fact, it could be very exhausting because we would spend lots of time comparing and evaluating. You see how I compared these two sentences? I'm not compare. I combine these two sentences. The bigger the sentence, the better. If you have the opportunity and you have a linker, and guess what my linker is? It's a simple ass subordinate conjunction that you know, call because. That is your por qué. Okay? That is, it could be very exhausting because we would spend lots of time comparing and evaluating. The reason why I put that is because the bigger the sentence, the more words in one sentence, the better. The AI tech loves big sentences. So sometimes if you have lines of notes and you're like, ooh, I could use a linker or a subordinate conjunction or a coordinating conjunction such as and, so, and but to combine those two clauses, whether it be dependent, independent, 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 use it. That's what we're going to be building you up on over the next couple of weeks, okay? All right, okay. So as a result, this could be very taxing on our mental resources and create decision fatigue. Comma. What are you going to write after this? Which? Oh, which relative pronouns are sexy? Which would make us less capable of making good decisions. That is your full paragraph. That is my reading notes from here. And then on my paper, I'm going to have my listening notes, which is going to be this. And then when I have my paper here and I'm writing my essay, that's how it's going to be. Okay? Si se puede. Marietta, you look, oh my God, you look so scared. You're like, oh God, no. Marietta, you miss, right?
Every time it's worse.
Hey, Arturo, how do you say I believe in you?
Yo creo en ti.
Oh man, that's hard. That's too hard. Yeah, that's too hard. Sorry, I can't do it. But I believe in you. Okay.
It's very easy. It's yo creo en ti.
Yo creo en ti.
There you go.
Okay. Yo creo.
Creo.
Creo. Yo creo en ti.
There you go.
Oh, that's easy. So I can say, mira. Yo creo. Oh, shit. See, I fucked it up again. See, yo creo.
Creo.
See, Arturo.
Yes.
So I can say, mira. Yo creo en ti. Hey.
There you go.
I'm a goddamn uncle already. Okay. All right. So we could do this. That's why I wanted to show you the integrated today, because the speaking question 3 and 4 ain't shit. And plus, the next time I see you, I want to show you how I take notes with my hand instead of writing it with my fingers. I'm going to do that from now on with all my students, although my hand might hurt. So it depends. Okay. So, all right. Let's see. Next part. If you check this out, let's break this down. Carajo. Okay, here we go. Now, reading notes again. The availability of many different choices promotes innovation and progress. Ooh, promotes inno and progress. That's what my notes would look like. Eh? In a world with a limited number of options, that's bullshit, people may be content with what is available, and they may not see the need to change. Okay. Limitations equals no change. Ooh, that was sexy. On the other hand, when there are many options to choose from, people are more likely to seek out new and better alternatives. However, more options equals more alternatives. What does this do? Over time, forces companies and individuals to create new products. Companies create new products and services better than competition. All right, that was a long sentence, I know. But there it is. That's my reading notes right there. Okay, and I'm going to make sure I do the listening para dos right here. Okay, para dos, and then we're going to go right over here, reading tres. And let's take these notes one last time. Have it. Many choices increase our personal growth and development. I like that. Increase personal growth, dev. This is because it challenges us to think deeply about our values and priorities. Think about values and prior. By evaluating a wide range of options, we learn more about ourselves and what is really important to us. Learn about what is important for us. Okay. This could lead to personal growth and development. I already said that. As we become more self-aware and better able, more self-aware, better decision maker, align goals. I just wanted to write that down. You want to know why? The reason why I wanted to write down align goals, the AI tech loves unique words. What's a unique word? Personal growth, development, values, self-aware, decision maker, goals. These are all unique words that the AI tech says, oh, this is so amazing, very good words. You know what I mean? This is what it likes, right? So that right there is the reading, tres. Then after that, you got the listening, tres. And you're going to see my notes. Are you ready? Let me finish off this bad boy. All right. Let me go back just a little bit.
Too often. It can lead to much reduced productivity. Second, businesses sometimes focus on providing as many choices as possible instead of improving the quality of their products. They think this is the best way to attract customers and increase their profits, but that's not always what happens. Over time, this tendency leads to a marketplace full of mediocre and poor quality products and services, which can hinder innovation and progress in society.
China.
Third, having a lot of options can sometimes make people complacent and lazy. What I mean is that when we feel we have many options available right away, we are less likely to seek out new and better alternatives. This means we could get stuck in our ways and just never change. People that are unable to change are less likely to achieve success in their jobs or in their personal lives.
Not bad. What do you think? Si se puede? Yo creo en ti. Hey! God damn it, I got you, Arturo. Thank you very much. I'll give you about $1. Okay.
Today we finish with the writing.
Finish? Yeah. After today, you will have already done you've already done the academic, and you will be able to start doing your integrated, and that is all the writing. So SMIC reading, SQ3, SQ4. And then we have to build those skills. We have to build your competencies, okay? By the way, you got to consider a lot of options in regards to speaking. I have a girl named Gala Gonzalez. She's a monster. Oh, my God. She's probably going to get 102 on her first test. I can't wait. This weekend, she actually takes notes. But every time she reads from her notes in her speaking ends up being very bad. So she says, Arsenio, I'm going to take notes. I'm going to look. And when I start speaking, I'm going to go. And I'm like, oh, my God. And she actually delivered maybe between 25 and 27 in speaking. Hold on. Give me 2 seconds. 2 seconds. Okay. Hold on. 2 seconds. Okay. Go ahead.
Just to confirm one more time. With this, the writing is done. And we still need to do, I mean, the writing is done and the reading is done.
But did we do the reading yet?
The writing is done and the listening,
is done.
Correcto. So then, next time I see you, we're going to do this crazy-ass reading. Now, the thing is, you're listening. You're good memorization in the conversation. Keep practicing with the lecture. I don't know what you could do in terms. There are different techniques and different approaches for you to maximize and remember what you hear so that you could use the process of elimination, et cetera, okay? So you have to find that perfect balance, okay, Marietti? But, hey, to be honest with you, I think a good 24 for you, that ain't too bad. You could do higher, but it just depends on your system. Whatever your system is, you need to build that system. You need to figure out the system. Conversation, you're just going to sit there and go, okay, mira, okay, cara, yeah. correcto, everything. But the lecture is nuts. All right, can't get too complacent without taking notes on that lecture. Because what's going to end up happening? You're going to be like, mira, I don't remember the Machu Picchu. What the fuck? You see what I mean? I don't want that happening, okay? So you need to figure out that balance. Keep on practicing that listening. And I want you to tell me next time I see you, hey, Arsenio, the lectures, I'm going to do this. Or Arsenio, this is working a little bit. What do you think? Okay? I know. Okay. I didn't cut my hair. I look ridiculous. Look at it. Look ridiculous. Boy, hey, Arturo, I wish I had your hair, man. All right, let's do it. Let's go. I know, Arturo, look at all that hair. Don't make me jealous, God damn it. Okay, here we go. Second. Too much grease when I was younger. Okay, so here we go. Let's do this. I'm a fool. Secondly, you will always use this. Now, remember, I don't want to highlight it yet because I want to put it in the software to show you the score, but I'll highlight it after. Okay, let me hurry up and run through this, coach you through this, and get you out. Secondly, yes, you will always write secondly. Okay, these linkers that I'm putting down, you will always do them. So secondly, the author claims that this promotes innovation and progress. Also, limitations actually do not create change. However, by having more options leads to more alternatives. As a result, companies are able to create an array of new products and services that are better than their competition. I just make shit up. I just make it all up, you know? Even if it's not there, I just make it up. You got to be good at that, Marianne. You got to say, you know what? How can I make some shit up that sounds sexy? Okay, let me write that. That's exactly what we got to do. How can I make some shit up that sounds very sexy? Bam, go with that. Okay, now here we go. I'm not going to say however this time. I'm going to say on the other hand. Different. The lecturer posits. Ooh, this is a new one for you. The lecturer posits business wise choices instead of it. Okay. That because businesses provide too many choices. Nah, I'm confused now. Because instead improving best way to attract that okay, here we go. That businesses instead of improving provide many choices to attract customers. However, over time, the marketplace ultimately becomes too mediocre because there are too many of the same products. Not bad. It's a little 50-50-ish. It is what it is. We could do it. It's a little 50-50, but we'll just do it. It's not too bad. Okay. Ah! And then I'm going to highlight some things. Let's hurry up and top this off. The last one, lastly, the author's final argument. Ooh, that was cool. Is that, thank you. Okay, here we go. All right, got me some paper. You ready? Is that, what am I trying to say? Is that it increases the personal growth and development of people because it makes them think about their values and priorities. Furthermore, we learn about what is important for us, which creates more self-awareness and makes us better decision makers. Woo! Oh my God, beautiful. I know I'm amazing. Here we go. Nevertheless,
Listen, because no
the lecturer
one.
refutes this by stating that it makes people complacent for the simple fact. Ooh, that's sexy. Let me write that down. For the simple fact that having too many options makes us less likely to seek out new things. In summary, people would not achieve, or not would not, will not achieve success both in their jobs and their